Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Ian Duncan of the Baltimore Sun. So the big story, the big jail story. By now, a lot of people are familiar with what has happened. The inmates taking over the prison and having their friends come in with all sorts of contraband. And tell us what the timeline is.
The Corrections Department has said that they had some suspicions and so asked for an investigation and had formed this task force with the FBI and some other federal law enforcement. So they've very much tried to say that this was their initiative. What we have in the court record at the moment is the later stages once they had their wiretaps up. And we've seen what they got from those wiretaps to some extent to apply for search warrants for some of these corrections officers' houses. What we don't know is what they had to get the wiretaps in the first place.
Mr. Maynard, the corrections boss, seemed willingly to take all the responsibility for this. And now, of course, spectacularly or dramatically, we have Mr. Maynard moving his office down there.
Yeah, that's right. He has reacted, I think, fairly quickly. At the original press conference, we were very hard on him. All the reporters there were sort of asking all these questions about, well, you've apparently known about this for such a long time. Why haven't you done anything? And then the next day, he told me that he was actually first briefed on the indictment on Monday evening. And so
on the indictment, but
yeah.
he
probably had some sense of some of the problems, and they've said that they wanted to move the alleged ringleader Tavon White to another facility, and the FBI said, if you could just wait until we wrap up our investigation.
Well, I would think that they wouldn't have started any reform activities while an investigation was underway.
Yeah, I think that's right, but at the same time, you didn't get the feeling that they'd thought about, well, what's the next stage? Their line very much the first day was, this indictment is a big success. It shows that we can bring big criminal cases against bad people. And you almost got the sense that they were about to say, sort of, job done. And then, you know, you had people down in Annapolis talking, and you had the press writing stories about this going on and on through the week. And then Friday, he announces, I'm moving my office down there. There's going to be polygraphs. And it seemed like it took them a while to get some of those gears turning, I think.
Well, it's interesting to think about the governor's reaction to all of this. I mean, his profile has been sort of tough on crime.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, he said that he stands by Maynard. Something that Rod Rosenstein, the U.S. attorney, said to me is, you've got to remember that crime is down and that we can take on these big violent gangs. And so when you see these indictments and all the kind of gory details, it looks terrible, and it's sometimes hard to step back and see the bigger picture that Baltimore probably is a safer city than it was 10 years ago.
Well, I wondered when this broke whether it would have an impact on the reform movement or the reform ideas that Maynard apparently has. Anything that looks like it's reducing the severity of penalties becomes a huge political issue almost always.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a difficult question for Maynard to sort of answer because he doesn't have much role in sentencing, if any at all. It's perhaps interesting to note that Tavon White was convicted of second-degree murder back in the 1990s and got a 20-year sentence with 10 years suspended and seemed to have been out sometime in the early part of the last decade. I think now if he was convicted of the same charge in Baltimore City, there's a decent chance he would have got a much longer sentence than that.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Ian Duncan, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.